This song is laid out in two distinct sections. We have a section A, which is measures 1 through 8, which we will do twice. And then we have a section B, which is measures 9 through 28. And we will do it twice as well and then end the song. So we will start with section A, and here are its first 4 measures. So let's start with measures 1 and 2. Here they are by themselves. This polonaise is in the key of G, which means we can expect all of the Fs to be sharp. It's also in 3/4 time, which is really common for your traditional polonaises because they are a dance. Right hand, we're starting with the B and D. This is the B above middle C with our first, and then the D above that with our third. With the left hand, I'm playing the G below middle C with my first. So these sit together. And then the left hand will strike that G again while the right hand plays the C and E above the B and D it just played. Then left hand will strike that G even again. This time right hand will play A and F sharp. And that is the A above middle C with our first and the F sharp above that with your third. So these sit together. Then right hand, I want you to play the B, 2 above middle C with your fifth, and then play the D below that with your second. Then I want to hit the C below that and that D again, right hand, while the left hand plays another G. And then right hand will have a mordit where we're going to go. Now what I'm doing here is I'm keeping the C down with my first finger, but then I'm playing the E above it with my fourth, and then the D below that with my third, and back up to the E with my fourth, while keeping the first finger down on that C. The reason I wanted to use the fourth is because I need that second finger free for what's coming up. I could have done that mordant with fingers 3 and 2, but I wanted to do it with 4 and 3, and that way I have fingers 1 and 2 ready for what's coming up. And what's coming up is in measure 3, and we'll take a look at that separately. Before we leave measure 2, though, I want to talk about the notation that's in the original print. In measure 2, we started off with the B and G, and then we had that B, D, and then I had you play the C and D together, and then go up to the E. On the music, the C and E are just written as half notes, and that D is a grace note. But in this time period, when you're playing a grace note, you play it on the beat, and then move it to the note that's written, the primary note. Another general rule about the grace note is that it gets half of the value of the note that it is leading to. So in this case, because the note I'm leading to, my primary note, is a half note, then my grace note will be a quarter note. And the combined two of them will give me the two beats. But they'll share the half note count, which is 2 counts. So that's why you get this in measure 2 if I play just the right hand. But then when I hit that E on the third beat, that's where the mordant comes in. And that's why I go up and down. And with a mordant, you hit the note that's written, go down, and then come back up again and come to rest on the note that's written. And that's measure 2. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.